Today is Wednesday, August 19th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. And for those of you who are wondering, like, you know, what happened yesterday? Well, I was driving all day yesterday, so I had all these plans, you know, that I was going to record in the car, and I tried. I even took a special microphone that Mark had bought me, a lapel mic that you can hook into your, you know, into your phone. And I was going to do like a vlog sort of, not a vlog, like an audio, what is it called? A vlog is a video log, but like if it's just audio, what's it called? But anyway, I was going to do one of those. I was going to do something where I literally just talked into the phone, and I tried, but I've done it before on like one of my, on my Zoom recorder, and it, you know, and I tried on my phone, but the audio quality was horrible. I couldn't get the microphone to work the way I wanted it to work, and I was having trouble concentrating because I was driving. I even missed a turn at one point because I was trying to record. And so finally I was just like, ah, no, I'm not going to do it. And I didn't get home until after 11 in the evening. And I thought, well, if I record now, then, you know, by the time I get it out, it's going to be after midnight anyway. So I might as well just wait until Wednesday. So there you go, guys. I'm giving you excuses for why I didn't release one. I probably will release an episode on Saturday so that I can stick to my 5 days a week. But that's basically your update. So my birthday, I already talked about my birthday. So I, you know, it is what it is. I won't rehash all of that, but I will say this. And that is that I actually, I recorded But First on Monday night, and then everyone hung up. And I realized, I looked at my mixer, which I record everything onto my mixer, and it has a, and that way I don't get any weird computer hum or anything like that. And I can also record different, you know, multiple channels and all that kind of stuff. And, but I don't have to worry about, you know, also computers can misbehave while you're recording audio, and you can have skips and pops and weird things that happen. And so I just decided, you know what, my mixer records locally. I'm going to start doing that because that will be, you know, easier to get good audio. And so I look down and my recording on the mixer is at 15 minutes. Now we recorded, air quotes, an hour and 30 minutes roughly of But First. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't record on, my SD card in the mixer must have ran out of space. Because I was recording multiple, anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't want to get into the details, but my mixer ran out of space. And so then I thought, oh, I know, anytime I stream on pride48.com, I always get a recording of whatever goes out to the stream. And so I looked over, and y'all, I had forgotten to stream to Pride 48. So we weren't even in the chat room or anything. We completely forgot. Like, normally we do it in the chat room, but we don't get very many people that join the chat room. I guess not many people are watching Big Brother. And the ones who are watching Big Brother are all co-hosts. We have so many co-hosts on that show. So I'm like, oh my God, like I don't have a recording. And then I remembered that at one point I had set Zoom, because we have all our meetings on Zoom, thank God. And for this, because I remembered, oh yeah, at one point I set Zoom to record all of my meetings, or to record a meeting, and I think it remembers the settings or something. And so I looked, and luckily, thank the Lord, I had the Zoom recording. The thing is, though, the audio quality for some reason on the Zoom recording is not as good. At least, I don't know why. For me, like, it sounds like I'm going through Zoom, which is really weird. So I don't know if they like process your audio before they record you or something. Like they, because I know Zoom probably does some encoding or something to make the audio packet smaller. And so the only downside to it was my audio and the opening and closing music got compressed funkily by Zoom. But I noticed one thing, and I'm sure one of my listeners, Daniel, will probably write in or leave a voicemail or something. But I also noticed when you do a multi-track recording in Zoom, so that means each of the Zoom attendees gets recorded separately, the length of the audio is different for each of the people. So what it appears it's doing, it appears it's actually cutting out silence when those people have their audio muted or something. So I tried to like use all of those so I could, you know, level each person separately and do all this fancy stuff, you know. And all the audio was out of sync. So I couldn't even use those separate recordings because it was out of... Now, maybe there's a way to fix that. I'll have to look. I'll have to Google it or look, you know, on YouTube to see if there's any tutorials. But basically, there was no way for me to sync up all the audio and without having to go through a very laborious process. And I was like, eh, screw that. So I did the best editing job that I could do with what I had, and I released that just a few minutes ago. So luckily, you know, I have three different ways that I record every podcast, and only one of them worked, and that was Zoom. But yeah, at least I had a recording. For this show, I only have one way that I record it, because I'm not on Zoom, because I don't have a co-host. And I'm not streaming live on Pride 48, so I've only got this one recording on the mixer. And I have recorded an episode of Geeky Gay, again, air quotes, and looked over and realized that my SD card ran out of space. So my normal modus operandi is when I start a show, because I have a fairly small SD card that I use in the mixer. So my normal modus operandi is that I just go in and format the SD card before I ever start recording, just erase everything. Because once I've edited and published the podcast, I don't need anything from the SD card. Even the WAV file, like the original file, I save that to the computer before I do any editing, so I don't need it to be on the SD card anymore. So anyway, that's it. You know, I did that. And so I recorded two podcasts on Monday night. And luckily, I had a Zoom recording of But First. So if anyone notices it's even worse audio quality than normal, because everyone comes in over Zoom and we don't record separately. So like on Mix Minus, Daniel and I record separately. And so we both have good audio. But on But First, I record whatever comes to me from Zoom for all of my co-hosts. So, because we have so many co-hosts, and I couldn't ask them all to figure out how to record locally and then try to sync all those together and all that. Like, that would take hours. You know, Sam is not a podcaster, so having to train her how to use Audacity or something like that to record, that'd be, you know, a pain in the butt for her. And Fatty doesn't record anything unless it's like set up in GarageBand ahead of time. So even he would probably struggle. So we just get whatever audio we get from Zoom. And that's it. So yesterday, there's really nothing. So yesterday I was driving. So I left in the morning about 8:45. And I had to drive to St. Louis, which is what I normally do for my haircuts. And I got in the car and I already had gas because, you know, COVID, we're not going anywhere. So I had gotten gas a couple of weeks ago and I haven't really driven anywhere in my car much. So I still had a full tank of gas from the last time I filled up. So I left and started out towards St. Louis. And I just stopped, like, I got breakfast at McDonald's, and then I did have to stop and pee and get gas and stuff like that. But I mean, nothing happened on the trip up there. So like, there's nothing really to talk about. Got my hair cut, that was fast and smooth, and nothing really happened there. And then I turned around and came back. But I had to take several pee breaks for whatever reason, because I drink a lot. I drink a lot of Diet Mountain Dew. And so I had to stop several times, and I was just being too lackadaisical about my trip back for some reason. And I stopped to get dinner, and I decided I wasn't going to try to eat and drive. I was also, that's when I was going to try to record an episode in the car. I did get another compliment on my car. This girl that brought out my food at Sonic said, "Oh my God, I love your car." So I love the compliments on my car. But anyway, so I didn't time it out well, and I was a little bit too lazy with my driving speed and the amount of times I stopped. And I was thinking I was going to get home around 9:30 or 10. I ended up getting home at around 11:15. And so I was much later than I thought. But overall, the day was, you know, it was literally, I drive to St. Louis, I get a haircut, and I get in the car and I come back. There's, you know, nothing exciting. So a bunch of you wished me happy birthday on Twitter, and I did want to just kind of acknowledge you. I haven't even looked at Facebook, so I have no idea. But Alex Lefebvre says, "Happy birthday, Adam. Hope you have a great day." Dean Barney says, "Happy birthday, Adam. Thanks for all you do in the podcasting world and for the LGBTQ community." Archer says, "Happy birthday, Adam. Have a great deuce day." Sam in the Hinterland said, "Hey, Geeky Gay TV, have a happy birthday." Lamont Cranston, wish me happy birthday. Mike Lawson used a Giphy that's apparently a year old of him holding up a handwritten birthday card. And I was like, "Aw, he wrote a birthday card for me." No. But thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Scott says, "Dang gummit, happy birthday, Geeky Gay TV." It's not dang gummit, Scotty, but I do appreciate it. It's dad gummit. But I do appreciate it. Gary Bearden wished me happy birthday. Lamont says he got the fancy new intertube light bulbs, and he posted a picture of all the different colors that his light bulbs can do. I'm proud for you, Lamont. I have a happy birthday. "I really enjoy your show. Keep up the good work," from Dan. And Gary asked me, "Are you okay? No little show on Tuesday." Yes, Gary, I'm fine. And then Devin McKay wants to know something about the Mix Minus YouTube channel, which I'll talk to you about. So thank you all. If you wished me happy birthday on Facebook, I never look at Facebook, but I will try to look at that today or tomorrow and thank everyone. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.